This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Some energy policy. Now, the state of New York is going to find itself facing a big energy test in about 5 or 6 years. It has just announced the phasing out, that is the shutting down of a big nuclear plant just up the Hudson River from New York City. But it's not like that state's energy needs are going to go down, right? So it, that is New York, now has to replace all the power somehow, and it has committed to doing so in a low-carbon way. This is a scenario that is going to play out across the country as more and more aging nuclear plants find themselves on the energy endangered list. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The Indian Point nuclear plant in New York has had its problems. Radioactive elements leaked, a transformer exploded, and bolts were found missing. But it also faces a broader challenge for nuclear energy plants in general: rising costs for safety precautions after 9/11 and after the Fukushima disaster in Japan. Analyst James Lucier is with Capital Alpha Partners.
Nuclear power plants have had to increase not only their security post 9/11, but when you also have to start putting in seismic protection and other things to keep plants going, that's just a steady pattern of increasing costs.
And they're making less money, as stiff competition from cheap natural gas drives down electricity prices. Jesse Jenkins at the MIT Energy Initiative says up to half the country's nuclear fleet may be in the red.
The outlook for the time being is relatively cheap natural gas. And then on top of that, in certain markets, the growth of renewable energy and lowering costs of wind and solar energy makes the long-term outlook even more challenging.
So, when nuclear plants close, filling the big energy hole will be the test. New York's plan is to cut energy demand with things like more efficient buildings. Jackson Morris is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
And then once you reduce that overall demand through energy efficiency and a smarter grid, you can then fill up that space with as many renewables as possible.
Many states will be watching to see if New York can pull it off. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.